主内亲爱的弟兄姊妹，特别问安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters in Christ.
感谢上帝带领阿瑟牧师，不光是为教会，也为社会献上忠心的代祷。
We thank Pastor Usher, for leading us in prayer for his church, for his people, and for this world.
感谢上帝在美国，在全世界，大难时期，使我们能够来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And we thank God that in this trying time that we can all come before Him.
我们在基督的受难中，也看到了仆人受难终结的原因是什么。
In Christ's suffering, we also see the ultimate reason for all the sufferings in the world.
我们在基督的受难中也看到。要使这个世界摆脱一切的患难，根本的答案何在
？And in Christ's suffering, we also see that if we want to change all this, and should we go?
就是耶稣基督在十字架上用生命的献祭
，and which is Jesus sent himself as an offering on the cross.
就是罪人在十字架上的悔改本身。
And our repentance.
我们选读路加福音23章的32节到43节。
Now we turn to the scriptures as we look at the passage for our sermon today from Luke chapter 23 verses 32 to 43. We'll read Chinese and then English.
又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上。又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就捻揪分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也指教他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，上帝所拣选的，可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说，你若是犹大人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣衣上有一个牌子，用希腊、罗马、希伯来的文字写着，这是犹太人的王。打同钉的两个犯人，有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕上帝吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事情，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Let's hear God's words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 32. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of the condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is God's word.
弟兄姊妹, 今天是受难节的敬拜。
Friends, sisters, today it's our special worship service for the Good Friday.
约在2000年以前,
around 2,000 years ago,
就在今天,
in today,
当天亮的时候, 耶稣被犹太人和比拉多定罪,
at dawn time, Jesus was convicted by Pontius Pilate and the Jews.
早晨受到兵丁的戏弄鞭打，戴上荆棘的冠冕，
and in the morning he was whipped and punished, and he was mocked, and he was given the purple robe and a crown of thorns.
大概上午九时，他被钉上十字架，直到下午四时三十左右，他咽下最后一口气。
roughly 9 o'clock in the morning till roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was crucified on the cross.
日落也就是下午六时之前被葬在坟墓之中。
At dusk, which is around before 6 p.m., and he was buried in the tomb.
当我们纪念耶稣基督的受难的时候，是指这整个受难的过程。
And as we remember Christ's death, we reflect upon the entire day of Jesus' suffering. And including his conviction by Pontius Pilate. And his crucifixion. And his being buried in the tomb.
兄弟兄姊妹，在我们今天所分享的这段经文中，
as we in this scripture that we're sharing today, see a lot of the extremes, the world records. And this is perhaps the world's biggest wrongfully convicted man.
连定他罪的比拉多都知道这人是冤枉的，是因为犹太人嫉妒他，才把他要钉死。Even
even Pontius Pilate knew that he was wrong. He was wrongfully accused.
我们看到世界上最大的悲剧。And
we see that the world's biggest tragedy.
世界上唯一没有犯罪的人本身，却被钉死在十字架上。And
the only man who didn't have any sin was crucified on the cross.
我们看到世界上最伟大的祷告，
and we saw the world's greatest prayers.
在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他却祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”Even
as Jesus put to death, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
我们看到世界历史上最大的嘲笑本身，
and we also see the world's biggest mockery.
就是那拯救世界的救主，却不能够拯救自己。
Because the Savior of the world did not save himself.
我们也在这段经文中看到世界历史上最伟大的一个文化、学术、文明的一个宣告。
And we also see the one of the greatest proclamation.
也就是希腊的哲学、罗马的法律、希伯来人的宗教，整个的开始统帅整个世界历史的文明和方向。
It's the philosophy of the Greeks and the laws of the Romans and the religion of the Jews and the overall direction that they were going.
当然，其中也隐藏着最浓重的悲哀。
And of all this, there's the greatest sadness.
今天我们在美国，我们仍然崇尚希腊的哲学。
And today, we still admire the Greek philosophy.
And
we also see the great the Roman architectures.
我们也看到设计美国的传统的时候，Judeo Christian tradition, 犹太教、基督教的传统。
And we'll see the greatest Judeo-Christian tradition, religious tradition. But the greatest sadness is that we often uphold these things, but rather Jesus Christ himself.
我们又再次看到一个最愚蠢、最甚至最凶残的罪犯。
And we also see here one of the most foolish criminals. And he had committed a crime that is worthy of death. And didn't even have a single thread of mercy and sympathy to his fellow criminals. And he was even mocking the other ones, putting to death with him together. But we also see here one of the most fortunate criminals, that are sinners. Who is this criminal who repented on the cross?
弟兄姊妹，我们再次也看到世界历史上，直到今天，一个最伟大的应许，一个最伟大的宣告。And
we see here one of the greatest promises here as well.
我是在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。Truly,
I say to you, tonight you will be with me in paradise.
一个要被处死、要下阴间、要下地狱的罪犯。
A criminal who was being put to death and go to eternal condemnation. But through his repentance, he would be with Jesus in paradise. And completely with him. Which is the greatest news. And one of the most precious.
今天的你我他，也像这个十字架上悔改的盗贼一样，我们也完完全全，不管灾难如何，我们与主同在。And
today, you and me together, just like this criminal, that we have been through repentance, be with Jesus.
不管世界的环境如何的艰难，no
matter how hard our circumstances are.
不管我们自身的身体状态如何，no
matter how good our health is.
我们已经完完全全的此时此刻就与我们的主同在天上，同在乐园了。We
can be completely together with our Savior in paradise.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这短短的经文中看到有如此之多的世界之罪。And
we see so many of these things in this short passage.
所以我们祷告。Let's
pray.
求主恩待我们。May
God bestow his grace upon us. So that we are not here just attending a religious ceremony. It's not just a social tradition. It's not even just to study the text. But truly to lift our eyes and behold our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And at the same time, reflect upon ourselves. As we face Jesus on the cross, are we mocking him? Are we playing? Or are we truly can see our own sins before him? And to turn towards Jesus Christ.
转向他的国, 转向他的降临,
and to his kingdom and to his second coming.
把我们的生命, 把我们的死亡, 把我们的一切完完全全交托在他的救赎大恩之中,
and lift up into our hands our own life and death.
主, 求你再次带领我们到哥哥他,
Lord, lead us to Calvary.
再次我们到十字架,
lead us to the cross.
是否我们能够仍然摸摸主耶稣基督的钉痕,
so we can touch the wounds of Jesus.
那肋旁的枪上,
and his, where he was pierced.
仰望他的荆棘的冠冕,
and look up to his crown of thorns.
看他那样赤裸裸的在众人世界面前受羞辱,
and behold how he was shamed in front of the world.
被钉死,
and be crucified.
都是因着我们自己的罪孽,
and all because of our own sins.
因他所受的刑罚,
because of his punishment,
我们得平安,
that we can get, we can receive peace.
因他所受的鞭伤, 我们得医治,
because of his wounds, we are healed.
让我们真的是 满口的欢呼, 满口的赞美, 恩典, 恩典, 恩典,
so we can shout out and praise him and praise his grace.
荣耀, 荣耀, 荣耀,
and his glory.
都归给我们的主耶稣基督,
all to our Lord Jesus Christ.
都归给那座宝座的上帝,
and all to the God on the throne.
感恩祈求奉耶稣的圣灵,
we pray and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
兄弟兄姊妹, 我们在这段经文中看到十字架上的悔改。
So today we look at the repentance on the cross.
今天世界最需要的是什么?
What do we need most today?
今天美国人最需要的是什么?
What do Americans need most today?
今天我们基督徒最需要的是什么?
What do Christians need most today?
当然我们需要疫苗, 我们需要医治。
Yes, we need healing. We need vaccines.
我们需要重新回到教会, 社会工作,
and we need to return to our normal lives and at our workplaces and schools.
但在这一切之中, 我们最最需要的是悔改。
But in all this, what we need most is repentance.
我们最最需要的是真正的认识耶稣基督本身。
What we need most is to truly know Jesus Christ.
所以说弟兄姊妹,
so when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he said, the God's kingdom is near, you shall repent.
他在十字架上仍然这样祈求父啊, 赦免他们, 赦免他们的罪。
And even on the cross, Jesus was prayed that to forgive our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so repentance is truly to turn away.
在瘟疫时期, 我们需要一个U-turn, 我们需要一个拐点。
In this time of pandemic, what we need is a turning point.
为愿在2021年这受难节的时候, 我们能够在我们的生命中找到一个拐点。
In this passion in 2021, may we all find our own turning points.
是我们真正的转向上帝本身,
turning to God.
转向我们的救主耶稣基督本身,
turning to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
真正转向上帝所启示的真理,
and turning to the truth that's revealed by God.
也转向我们自己的心灵,
and to turn to our own souls and minds.
到底上帝在基督里赐给我们这样大的恩典,
if God has given such a great grace to us,
目的何在呢?
What is the purpose?
让我们仍然绝望吗?
So that we can continue to despair?
让我们仍然冷嘲热讽吗?
So that we can continue to mock others?
让我们仍然坐等升天吗?
And just to wait until we go to heaven, rather we should truly enjoy the the life that is after Jesus' resurrection.
在诸般的患难、诸般的艰难中，勇敢地承担上帝赐给我们的使命和责任。
And to even in our burdens and suffering, so we can boldly take up God the responsibilities and the mission that God has given us.
无怨无悔,
and without regret.
甘心乐意,
willingly.
我们更向主祷告的是,
and then we should even pray more to God.
愿你十字架的大爱来吸引我们,
that your the love on the cross continue to draw us to you.
使我们快跑来跟随你,
so that we can follow your footsteps.
使我们对主的信靠,对主的顺服和侍奉,
so that our trust in you and our service to you.
不是出于仅仅是外在的行为,
not just in our actions and deeds.
不是按照仪文,
not according just to the ceremonies.
不是为了工价,
not for the wages.
不是为了赏赐,
not even for the rewards.
而是情不自禁,
but is to follow willingly.
所以说弟兄姊妹, 为愿这十字架上的悔改,
may all we can come to the cross and repent.
成为我们今天今晚,
so that they this can be the repentance of every one of us tonight. As we see this passage, there were two criminals to be also crucified along with Jesus. And they were all condemned to death. And also, just like Jesus did. And there were so three of them were being executed. So it was a shocking effect to show to the people. And among the three criminals, Jesus was at the center. And he was crucified first. And was put in between these two criminals. And it almost seemed that he was the most prominent one among the three. And of course, Jesus was the one that was shamed and punished the most. So they went to this place that is called the Skull. It's a junkyard. It was a place for death sentences.
今天你去各地旅行参观,
If you go sightseeing in places in the world,
你愿意到垃圾场去参观吗?
Do you want to go visit a grave, like a junkyard?
你愿意到处死人犯的地方去吗?
Do you want to visit those where people are executed?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们说要和主一同来到骷髅地，这不是简单的，不是人自然能做的。
So when we say, lead us to Calvary, lead us to the place of Skull, it's not that simple. And Jesus was crucified there. With these two criminals. One on his right and one on his left. So,
brothers
and sisters, one of the greatest controversies today, and we can see the polarization including the relationship between the U.S. and China. And we also see it's the conflict between the left and the right. There are the leftists, and there are so-called the right wing.
右派就特别强调法律秩序市场经济。
And at the right wing, they emphasize the law and the market and the free economy.
左派就特别强调自由、平等、君权。
And the we can see the left often emphasize the liberty, the equality.
但是不管是左派还是右派，这些极端都应当来到骷髅地。
But no matter what side you are, you should all come to Calvary.
如果要上帝要纠察这些人这些意识形态的错误。
If God is to examine all our ideologies,
这些高言大志的人其实都是在上帝面前是当被钉死的。
And all these the noble people, the scholars, they in God's eyes, we all should be crucified.
小弟兄姊妹，不管是人在观点上是左的。
Whether your political opinion is on the left,
人在观点上是右的,
or on the right,
都不过是一种 ideological, 就是意识形态之争。
This is all just a conflict of ideologies.
你有一个观点,
and you have your opinion.
他有他的观点,
he has his opinion.
你走上极端,
and you go to extremes.
他也走上极端,
and he may go to extremes too.
但是我们需要来到上帝的面前,
but we need to come before God.
我们需要真正的合乎真理，合乎中道。
We need to truly to be to adhere to God's truth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这儿当下耶稣说父啊赦免他们。
So here Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
所以弟兄姊妹，此时我们如果身临其境，耶稣怎么会说出这样的话呢？
So brothers and sisters, if we put ourselves there in that scene, how could Jesus say something like that?
这些犹太人，这些罗马人，他们通宵达旦的折腾耶稣，就是要把他钉死。
And we can see that throughout the night before, these Jews, the Romans, they schemed to put Jesus to death. And judged Jesus in the synagogue. And they also got him in to be in front of Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate also sent him in front of Herod. And Herod sent him back to Pilate. And you will see that though all these activities happened through the night before. But here at this moment, not only just facing his injustice in his trial, and to face all the tortures and humiliations,
even when
he was now hanging on the cross,
不被定罪那种时机了。And
he was no longer it's no longer about the conviction of the crime.
已经是在死亡的过程中。
He's actually in the process of his death.
所以此时此刻他的心中应当是充满了绝望。
And we would think that in his heart he would be full of despair.
应当像我们中国人讲的要苦大什么仇深。
And he would be thinking all about his own suffering and pain.
但是耶稣基督此时此刻却祷告。
But here we saw Jesus was praying.
说父啊,
Father.
我们祷告要向父求。
And we all pray to our Father,
庄严,
our Holy Father.
严肃,
and it's a very solemn prayer.
又充满盼望。
And full of hope.
说父啊赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
所以耶稣最自然的祷告应该是父啊赦免他们。
Perhaps his most natural prayer would be, God, Father, kill them.
但是耶稣说父啊赦免他们。
But Jesus said instead, God, Father, forgive them.
很多人对中国说把中国灭了吧。
Today we all say, well, God, let's may you destroy China.
很多人看到美国的 象啊，把民主党灭了吧。
And today, maybe here in the States, you can see God destroy the Democratic Party.
把共和党灭了吧。
Or the Republican Party.
所以我们真的是心中充满了怨恨、苦毒、死亡。
As you say that, our hearts were full of bitterness, of hatred.
所以我们心中所充满的，我们口中就说出来。
And those hatred and a grudge will come out of your mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果不解决我们心中的问题
，So brothers and sisters, if we don't solve the problem in our heart,
如果我们不归向耶稣基督本身。
If we don't turn to Jesus,
我们只是管制言论本身
and we would be just focusing on the speeches.
我们只是针对政党、针对个人、针对国家
and the political parties and nations.
这些我们只能说是治标不治
And all these are just superficial things.
所以说弟兄姊妹，让我们再次来到被钉十字架的耶稣基督面前
Let's come once again before.Jesus being crucified.
我们要深深地体会他对罪人、他对世界的心肠。
Now let's feel his heart to the sinners, his heart towards the world.
对罪人和世界无限的怜悯和悲戚。
His infinite mercy.
耶稣说：“因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
And Jesus said, "They do not know what they do."
弟兄姊妹，这就是历史的归纳，这就是理性的归纳。
And this is the historical and rational schemes.
我们在历史过程中，每个人都有脑袋，每个人都认为我知道真理，就应当这样做。
And a lot of times we all think we own the truth. We should do what we should do.
说多少不义之事。
A lot of the injustice
都是在公义，都是在真理，都是在自由的名义下进行。
Was done in the name of righteousness of truth.
所以耶稣就点破了历史和理性的诡诈，欺骗本身。
So Jesus has pointed out all the nature of the so-called rational thinking and in our history.
他们通宵达旦，他们夜以继日，他们加班加点，他们满腔热情要做的是把荣耀的救主耶稣基督钉死在十字架。
And we can all see all they were doing is throughout the whole night was to nail Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到兵丁研究分他的衣服。
And we also see that the soldiers were casting lots to divide Jesus' garments.
弟兄姊妹，世界上还有比这更荒唐的事吗？
And are there any more ridiculous things than this?
啊，今天你可以想象我们脱掉犯人的衣服。
And today you can imagine you can take off the garments of the criminals.
哦，这一件都归你一个人好了，也算一件衣服。
And maybe you can just have the maybe just one of them soldiers can just take it. It's just a garment.
但是他们竟然就这个 garment 竟然研究要分怎么个分法
And we can see that they even scheme to divide his garments.
所以弟兄姊妹，在罗马帝国非常辉煌的时候，啊，不仅是残酷的，也是贫穷的，也是野蛮的。
We could see that even in the heights of the Roman prosperity, there was still poverty, there were still kind of barbarian acts like that.
所以我们基督徒所追求的不是恢复希腊的哲学、罗马的辉煌。
So now what we pursue today is not to return to the glories of our philosophies.
所以我们看到百姓站在那里观看。
And we can see that the people...stood by watching.
这是沉默的大多数。
Those were the silent crowd.
当主耶稣基督入耶路撒冷的时候，他们欢呼。
We can see that when Christ entered Jerusalem, they were hailing him.
他们把自己的衣服扔在地上，让耶稣来。
They were laying down their clothes on the ground.
他们喊何塞纳何塞纳荣耀归于大卫的子孙
and they were shouting Hosanna to the Son of David.
但是在受难中，在一周之间，
but in just in a matter of 1 week,
甚至就是几天之间,
just several days,
他们喊出的是什么声音呢？
And what did they shout out?
钉死他十字架，钉死他十字架！
Crucify him, crucify him.
所以弟兄姊妹，民主最大的谎言，最大的笑话就是说，人民的声音就是上帝的声音。
And in democracy, we tend to think of the voice, the crowd is the voice of the God.
今天包括美国，包括中国，全世界不同程度的患上了民主病。
And even today, we suffer, in many nations, we suffer from this.
认为民主选举就能够解决一切问题。
And because a democratic election will solve all the problems.
这本身也是一种疯狂，也是一种欲望。
And this is also foolishness.
当然也是一个幻想。
And it's also fantasy.
其实也不晓得美国当初缔造者们，他们最防范的就是民主本身。
In fact, the founding fathers of the nation warned against this.
因为希腊哲学中的苏格拉底作为智者，就是被民主的形式判处了死刑。
And even the Greek philosopher Socrates was sentenced to death via democracy.
在希伯来宗教、希伯来民族历史上最耻辱的就是民众用民主的形式钉他十字架。
And in the Hebrew history, this is the most shameful moments of the history as they crucified Jesus to the cross.
所以，当美国建国之父们深思人类的政府形式的时候。
So as the founding fathers of this country reflected upon all the governing mechanisms,
他们所设计的宪法,
and the constitution that they designed,
所设计的三权分立,
and the balance of power,
所设计的参众两院,
and the House and the Congress,
所设计的参,
the
所设计的联邦政府与各州各县。
And the divided power between the federal and state governments.
都是为了防备大众的声音，随时改变，也随时占多数。
And was to prevent from the voice of the crowd can becoming the controlling voice.
所以当然，官府也嘲笑他说。
And we can see that the rulers were scoffing at Jesus as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们精英阶层，哎呀，我是精英，他们都是愚昧大众。
And the elites may be mocking the masses that you know that.
但是比拉多，啊，希律王以及这些 rulers，他们就比百姓更高尚吗？
Were the rulers like the Pilate and the King Herod are more noble than the all the people?
They
were in fact not much more noble than them. Maybe they have the power. And all the crowds can only stand there and watch. And watching the governing class was mocking and ridiculing Jesus. He saves others.
所以这些如了，他们承认耶稣拯救了，或者耶稣医治，耶稣帮助了很多人。
And they even admitted maybe Jesus had saved and healed many people.
但是他们在挑战，他们在怀疑，他们在嘲笑，你若是弥赛亚，你若是上帝所拣选的，首先要救你自己啊。
But they were challenging that if Jesus was to have the saving power, let him save himself first.
弟兄姊妹，世界上宗教中、政治中、经济中最大的、最明显的就是，人人都想救自己。
Brothers and sisters, everyone wants to save himself.
只有耶稣基督是甘心乐意的不救他自己，把他的命什么舍去。
Only Jesus was willingly giving the life of his own life.
这是他的伟大崇高之处，但也成了别人的嘲笑，是吗？
His greatness was becoming something ridiculed by people.
所以便利耶西东他上前拿醋送给他喝。
And the soldiers were mocking him and offering him a sour wine.
你在痛苦中也需要减轻痛苦。
Maybe it's for him to lessen his pain.
你喝还是不喝? Drink or not?
Drink it.
所以我们看到他们就反复的戏弄，但是最大的戏弄就是说， 你若是犹太的王, 可以救自己吧。
And they were mocking him, saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." We can see that the soldiers they didn't care about religion, and they had very little to do with power. But they are also criticizing Jesus.
兄弟兄姊妹，在耶稣衣上有一个牌子，是用希腊、罗马、希伯来文的写的，这是犹太的王。And
above Jesus was an inscription that was written in the Greek and Hebrew as well.
所以我们看到当时犹太人的堕落和跪诈。
And we can saw the depravity and the dishonesty of the people back then.
明明他们攻击要定罪的是耶稣声称他是弥赛亚，声称是基督的。
They convicted Jesus because he claimed to be the Messiah, to be the Christ.
罪名，罗马人，比拉多是不审问的，你这是宗教问题，你自己的问题，找我们罗马人干什么？
But if under that accusation, Pilate would not put Jesus to Christ because that's just a religious matter.
所以他们就做假见证。
So they bared, they gave false testimony to Jesus.
就无中生有的要把耶稣。 指控耶稣是声称自己是犹太人的王，来推翻罗马帝国的统治，来搅扰政权，搅扰稳定，颠覆国家政权罪。
And they falsely claimed that Jesus was the king of Jews to lead the Jews against the Roman rule, which becomes a subversive act.
比拉多面对犹太人的诡诈和诬陷。
And in this, the schemes of the Jews and their false accusations, Pilate couldn't do anything. But he was also mocking Jesus. Since you're accusing Jesus was the king of Jews, if you want me to crucify your king,
小弟兄姊妹，接下来我们就看到那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他。
And then we see one of the criminals were mocking him as well.
你不是基督吗？
And then, aren't you not the Christ?
所以说，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得这两个犯人其实都不同程度的听到过耶稣的说教，或者听到过耶稣的传说。
We could tell that the both criminals probably have heard more or less who Jesus was and how what he did. So because we saw the repenting criminal said this man has done nothing wrong.
所以这两个钉十字架的罪犯其实都不同程度的接触过神的话语或者蒙恩之道。
So we can see that both criminals had to some extent were exposed to God's words and his means of grace. But one was taking an attitude of mockery.
你不是基督吗?
Are you not the Christ?
可以救自己和我们吗?
Can you save yourself and save us?
他发出挑战。
And he was challenging Jesus.
他发出嘲笑。
He was laughing at Jesus.
他丧失了人对人之间在最痛苦的时候起码的怜悯之心。
And even at the moment of most pain, he didn't even have sense of mercy.
说悲悯之心啊，人皆有之，这是人生的底线。
And that is, a lot of the, so most people would have some sense of mercy and compassion.
所以这个被钉死的罪犯，他不仅没有一点的怜悯之心，他要伤口上撒盐，他要让人家更痛苦、更悲惨、更可恶心的。
But this criminal didn't have any, and he was adding salt to the wounds. He was mocking Jesus at this moment of pain.
我们今天很多人仍然在挑战基督。
And today, there are many who are still challenging him.
如果耶稣基督是人的救主，全世界的救主。
If Jesus is the savior of man, the savior of the world.
啊，如果耶稣基督，如果美国是信靠上帝的，为什么会这样？
If, the United States put its trust in God, why is it like that?
所以此类的嘲笑挑战仍然在当今的时代中在回答。
The mockery, the challenge is still resounding today.
那一个就应声责备他。
But we saw the other one was rebuking, the other criminal rebuking him.
你既是一样受刑的。
And you are under the same sentence of condemnation.
我们一样到了被定罪，到了被处死的时候。
We are all at this moment of being put to death.
你怎么还有心情对别人冷嘲热讽？
How can you still have the sense to do that?
你怎么能不能够深刻的深思一下，我的一生要结束了，我死后到底要到哪里去？思考一下生与死的严肃的真正的唯一的问题。
Why were you not thinking about your own life and death and where you would be going?
但是这个。悔改的盗贼说的也很有智慧，说：“你难道不怕上帝吗？”
But we can see the other criminal. He had wisdom as well. He said, "Do you not fear God?"
弟兄姊妹，罪人最大的问题不是经济的问题，不是政治的问题，不是文化的问题。
So the sinner's problem.
最大的问题是不怕上帝。
The biggest problem of sinners is not fearing God.
所以我们看到这位悔改的罪犯说我们是应该的。
And we can see the repenting criminal said, we were indeed receiving this condemnation justly.
杀人偿命，借债还钱，天经地义。
It's life for life.
凡流人血的，他的血也必被人什么？所流。
And those whoShed blood, their blood will be shed.
在伊甸园里就说你吃的日子必定死。
And in the Garden of Eden, when God said, "When you eat the fruit, you will surely die."
弟兄姊妹，连十字架上的这个盗贼就知道，他被处刑，他被处以死刑是配得的，是应当的，是理所当然。
And we can see that even this criminal knew that he actually deserved.The capital punishment.
但是我们今天看到弗吉尼亚，看到美国，看到欧洲，很多地方废除了死刑。
And we can see that Virginia and many places in the world now we have abolished capital punishment.
这些法学家、政治家，难道他们的智慧就不比这个十字架上两千年前十字架上这个盗贼吗？
And are the wisdoms of the legal scholars today not even worth the criminal?Back then.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要认为我们发达了，我们进步了。
We should not say that now we're making progression.
人心还是同样的欲望，同样的狂傲，同样的凶残。
The hearts of man is still cruel and is still foolish today.
但是这个罪犯不仅承认自己犯罪当受刑罚，承认当怕上帝，而且他承认这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And he, so the criminal was admitting his own guilt, and also, but also proclaiming that Jesus had done nothing wrong.
所以不管是比拉多还是这个罪犯都承认耶稣基督是没有罪的。And
they all admitted that Jesus has done nothing wrong.
但是其实今天我们基督徒很多也常常说哎呀我信耶稣怎么没有得益处啊耶稣是往这地方没想到耶稣那地方没有想到或者上帝为什么这样对我呢好像我们就觉得上帝和耶稣基督有很多做的不对
And a lot of times, even Christians today, we may complain before God that why are you treating me like this? Why are you dealing me like this? You know, haven't you thought of saving me or helping me?
所以这个罪犯就在十字架上发出了人类的一声，真的是撕破天惊。 但是又好像语无声处，很安静的，很个人的一句话。
So we can see this this criminal uttered something that is most profound, but also statement.
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。Jesus,
remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这位罪犯他承认耶稣没有罪。And
The criminal admitted that Jesus didn't commit any sin. And he even had the wisdom to realize that this is not the end. He believed that Jesus will. Will rise again. If Jesus will come into His kingdom. So we can see that this criminal was not just to just a final gamble on the cross. Maybe some people may when come to Jesus like that. Okay, I believe in Jesus that you have eternal life. If God doesn't exist, Jesus doesn't exist, I don't lose anything. But we can see that the repentance of this criminal was from the bottom of his heart. It's based on his confession. And we can see his confessing faith included the belief that Jesus will include Jesus' resurrection and his kingdom and his second coming.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个十字架上的道具的悔改是真诚的悔改。So
we can see that the repentance of this criminal is a true repentance.
他不是赌博，他不是稀里糊涂。It's
not a gambling. It wasn't just a blind faith.
他不光是听人讲，maybe
he heard it.
他也心里知道。Maybe
he knew it.
而是更是借着信心相信耶稣基督要德国要降临。But
more importantly, he by his faith he believed Jesus entering into his kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们在祷告中最需要的是什么？So
brothers and sisters, what do we need in our prayers today?
几百年前，清教徒神学家麦弗·亨利在注释这节经文的时候说。So
hundreds of years ago, the theologian Matthew Henry, when he was commenting on this verse.
我们最当祈求的是悔改。He
said, the most thing we should ask for is repentance.
正是因着悔改。Because
of repentance,
这个在十字架上被处死的犯人,
this dying criminal,
马上得到的应许和保障就是今日你就要和我同在乐园里的。
Has this criminal received this promise from Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，不管今天我们的处境如何险恶，如何悲惨，
He will be with Christ in paradise. So, brothers and sisters, doesn't matter how hard our circumstances are today,
哪怕我们像这个十字架上的盗贼一样被钉在十字架上被羞辱马上就要死。
This criminal, when he was in the last moment of his life being put to death on the cross, we should be like him, that what our circumstances are, that we can repent. And we can wholeheartedly say to Jesus that, Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，到底谁当悔改？
Who should repent?
我们每个人都当悔改。
Every one of us should repent.
没有信主的人当然需要悔改。
The non-believers, of course, should repent.
信主的人，我们也要天天时时悔改。
But even believers, every day, every moment, we should also repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们的祈祷，我们的悔改，是否需要特别美好的环境？
Do our repentance, our prayer need the perfect circumstance?
是否需要我们工作恢复了，身体健康了，万寿无疆了，我们才能够有心情去悔改呢？
Do we have the heart to repent only after we find a job, our health is restored, and everything is perfect?
弟兄姊妹，总要趁着还有今日，我们要认罪悔改。
But the Bible said, as long as we have today, that we should repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们在悔改方面，请大家思考五大人生的转向 turn on。
And I want all of us to reflect upon five turning points in our lives.
首先，我们要转向耶稣基督本身。
First, we should be turning to Jesus Christ.
我们没有资格直接转向上帝。
We're in no position to turning to God.
在是宗教和文化多元化的时代。
Pluralism.
他不管是犹太教，不管是伊斯兰教，不管是新纪元，都说你可以直接来到上帝的面前。
And the Islam and the other fake religions, it said that you can come directly before God.
这也是宗教上最大的谎言。
And that is a false statement.
上帝不是你招之即来挥之什么即去的上帝。
God is not a God that you can just ask him to come and he will come. Ask him go and he will go.
所以若不是借着耶稣基督，就没有人到父面前来。
If not through Jesus Christ, no one will come to God.
所以我们是在耶稣基督里要转向上帝。
So secondly, we need to turn to God in Jesus Christ.
我们要在耶稣基督里明白圣经。
And we will need to turn to our Bible in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督本身就是圣经的终极。
Jesus himself is the ultimate word of God.
但是他在这个世界上道成肉身的时候。
When he came in flesh.
他最重要的一个事工就是传道解经。
And one of the most important ministries of Jesus was to preach God's word and explain the scriptures.
甚至在复活之后，他也向门徒讲解摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的话。
And even after his resurrection, he was explaining to the apostles the laws of Moses and the books of the prophets and what's written in the Psalms.
他不光亲自的教导他们，圣经上也记载说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经。
So the Bible even said that Jesus was opened their hearts so that they can understand the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，我今天也可以给大家发出一个受难节的挑战。
And brothers and sisters, I also want to give you a challenge today.
如果你说你转向耶稣基督了，
If you said you have turned to Jesus,
你转向上帝了，
You have turned to God.
你却不爱慕圣经。
But do you love God's words?
你却不愿意渴慕明白神的话。
Do you love and desire to understand God's words?
我不得不很遗憾，但是要非常明确的讲，很大程度上我们的信心是自欺什么？
But if not, then I have to say that maybe the faith, our faith is deceiving ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们不光要转向上帝，转向耶稣基督，转向圣经本身，我们也要在基督里爱人如己。首先，我们也要珍惜、爱惜自己。
So in Jesus, we turn to God, we turn to the scriptures, but we should also turn to ourselves.
虽然说在宗教上有两大的问题。
So there are two problems in religions today.
一个是极端的个人主义。
One is extreme individualism.
总是以自我为中心。
And self-centeredness.
第二个是宗教上的狂热。
And the other one is the fanaticism in religions.
他自以为是，其实是假冒伪劣的所谓的宗教信仰，所谓的政治信仰，看都不要紧，只要注意这各种各样的狂热。
And those fanaticism are a lot of times are false beliefs.
但是圣经上，不管是旧约圣经，特别是耶稣基督教训，教导我们要爱灵舍，如同什么爱自己。
But the scriptures told us that we should love God.And love our neighbors as ourselves.
所以使徒保罗又反省说：“我今日成了何等人？是蒙上帝的恩才成的。”
And even the Apostle Paul said, "Today, the man that I have become, it's because of God's grace."
今天我们的年轻人，包括今天我们自己，我们都面对着一个 self-identity 自我身份、自我定位的问题。
And today, a lot of us face this problem of self-identification.
所以当我们真正来到基督里，真正来到上帝面前，真正打开圣经的时候，我们能够找到我们自己真正的身份和定位。
So as we turn to Jesus, we turn to God, and we turn to scriptures, we can find our true identity in God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要转向自己，更是要推己及人，更是要白白得来，白白失去。
And after we turn ourselves, then we should turn to others. That we should freely receive and also freely give.
我们要转向他人。
Turn to others.
今天弟兄姊妹还发给我一个视频，就说现代社会中男人不到位，父亲不到位。
And someone was telling me today that the man is not to take other responsibilities. The husbands are not taking their responsibilities.
我这几天进行祷告，心里也有很多很多的忧伤和一点点的开启。
Even I through my fasting in these 3 days, I also had some frustration.
我们在婚姻家庭中，我们缺乏真正的负责任的家父。
And in marriages, we need those responsible husbands and fathers.
我们在教会中缺乏真正关爱弟兄姊妹的教父式的人格。
And we need also the care and love for our brothers in the church.
使徒保罗说：“我要师父有很多，但是要有为父的什么心肠。”
The Apostle Paul said, "You may have many teachers, but you only have one father."
所以我们做牧长的，尤其是我自己就在教会中，在侍奉中就觉得常常这样的心智这样的现象远远不够。
And we, in our pastors, our elders, we have not, we should also need, we need to know that we haven't done enough.
今天在美国社会中，我们需要的不是政党候选人。
And today we do not need political candidates.
我们甚至不是政治家，更不是政客。
And we don't need politicians.
我们需要像华盛顿那样的 founding fathers. 我们需要那种缔造者、建国者、之父的那种高尚、那种胸怀。
And we need the true leaders that are like our founding fathers.
弟兄姊妹，更可怕的是，今天在我们的神学中，在我们的信仰中。
And but even in our theologies, in our beliefs today,
很多人丧失了耶稣基督教导、耶稣基督祷告所示范的父。
Many people have we have lost lost the ability to pray to the Father. And we pray to the Holy Spirit. But we, of course, we can pray to our triune God. We should not think like this. We should follow Jesus and his teachings. Jesus said, when he prayed, Jesus said, Father, which are in heaven. We don't like to pray to the Father. We don't like authority. We don't like order. We don't like standards. And we also don't like responsibilities. Father, have mercy on us. So that we can see the repentance of this criminal on the cross. It's also becoming our repentance today at this moment. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
求你使我们有来自你的悔改之心。
Give us a heart of repentance from you. Otherwise, we would be like the criminal who was mocking Jesus. Even as we heard that Jesus is Christ, even as we seen Jesus with our own eyes, even as they were so close in history, we would just become someone with a person with blasphemy.
主，求你自己使我们的心真正转向你。Lord,
make our hearts turn to you.
转向我们独一的救主耶稣基督。Turn
to our only Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And turn to the holy words that you have given us. And turn to your calling and blessings in this world. Which is to love you with all our hearts and all our minds and all our souls. And to love our neighbors at our
house.
And that's your privilege given to us. You've given us our meaning of life. May your love draw us near you. To enter into the suffering of Jesus. But also to expect and wait for his coming. I will pray and give thanks to you in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.